Colonel Jeff Lanning, the Mission Support Group Commander at Kirtland Air Force Base, says for military folks, not planning is not an option, and that Kirtland does, in fact, have a plan to deal with what could be a 9% cut to this year's budget. Lanning says that while the effects of sequestration could be significant, many of the more painful money-saving measures will be phased in over time, adding that the possibility of furloughs is still about 7 weeks out.
We've taken an approach where we're going to do things where we can take credit for savings that we've already realized. And once we get beyond that dollar amount, we'll have to take some additional measures.
The state's National Research Labs say they've taken a similar approach in dealing with the possibility of sequestration. Officials at Los Alamos National Labs say the money-saving measures they took in 2011 gave them a little more flexibility in dealing with the current fiscal environment. However, lab spokesman Kevin Rourke says the uncertainty does have the potential to impact the lab's mission of developing the technology to ensure the safety, security, and reliability of the U.S. nuclear defense.
Whenever there are budget uncertainties, there's concern over how you're going to complete the mission and what kind of scope of work is realistic. And so, yes, that's obviously a concern, but it's more of a concern for a longer term than it is in the shorter term. You know, late fiscal year 13 and how fiscal year 14 are going to play out is of very concern here.
He adds that while furloughs are a last resort, they are still an option. Layoffs at Kirtland, the National Labs, and other federally funded agencies could also have a big impact on the economy down the line. Terry Cole is the CEO for the Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce. Speaking on a cell phone, she says the across-the-board cuts could hit independent businesses hard.
The vulnerability that we additionally have is in the multiplier effect of the cut, because while this may be done at a federal level, the contractors, many of whom are small businesses, that normally would be the recipient of a federal program that may be cut, will obviously be hurt.
Cole says many of those contract jobs bring big paychecks, but when businesses that depend on federal contracts lose funding, the impacts could trickle down to entrepreneurs not linked to the feds over the coming months.
When you have fewer paychecks where money is moving around to dry cleaners and grocery stores and hardware stores and gas stations and so on, then those businesses will feel an effect.
In other words, with few higher-wage paychecks in the economy, consumer spending levels could drop. For KUNM, I'm Carrie Young.